Well, I hope you're ready to have a good time, because I'll be bringing you some special guests. The guys who brought us last year's number one song, Lifehouse, they're going to be dropping by right here in the studio to talk for a bit about their latest album. And also, come on up on the countdown, Lifehouse is going to be stopping by for a visit right here in the studio. I'm Chris Lear in the Fox All Access Countdown. I want you to stay right where you are, because in just a few minutes, the guys from Lifehouse, yeah, they're going to be right here live with me in the studio for a visit. Make sure you stick around. This is Chris Leary. Now, would you please welcome into our studio the guys from Lifehouse, Jason, Sergio, Rick, and Sean. Guys, glad you can come today, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Oh, you're so appreciative. Your mom's raised you all well. Now, things are a bit different than they were last year for you guys, right? There's been like a little bit of a personnel change. Tell me what happened there.
All right, we have a new member, Sean Wolstenholme. Say hi, Sean.
How you doing?
Doing good, Sean. Thanks. Now, how's that changed the dynamic of the group? I mean, is it kind of different than it was last time?
I'll let Rick answer that question since it's his brother.
Dude, I don't want to answer that one. Give it to Serge or you do it.
Well,
Jason, come on, Jason, don't get off that.
Too hard because he's my brother. See, me and my brother, we used to live together, so it's not really a big change.
I was a little nervous at first, to be honest with you, not because Sean was. Because they were brothers.
Spit it out, Jay. You got something to say, say it.
I was a little nervous because they were brothers, and I've heard rumors that, you know, it's all fine at first, and then there's big band breakups because of big brothers that fight. And when they got in the band together, they got along better than anyone, which scared the crap out of me. So hopefully it'll last.
Now, of course, your new single, it's called Spin right now. What can you tell us about where that song came from?
That song is actually one of the oldest songs that we have. It's about 6 years old, and it was kind of an accident how we recorded it, because I forgot all about it and stumbled upon it in an old songwriting journal. I played it for our producer, he liked it, and so we recorded it, and it ended up being the first single. Kind of weird.
Fascinating and weird. Well, here it is right now, the new one from our in-studio guests here in the Fox All Access Countdown, Lifehouse and Spin. Ben, here you go. It's a new one from Lifehouse, and it's the Fox All Access Countdown Extra. I'm Chris Leary playing the song because, well, those guys just happen to be right here with me in the studio. Guys, give me a ho.
Ho.
Oh,
what up, homie?
Now, that was just a little taste of the new CD, Stanley Climbfall, which, I mean, the title, you're going to be asked this hundreds and hundreds of times. Where did that come from?
It's a play on words. The song was called Stand, Climb, and Fall before, and we thought that was a really lame title, so we started kind of chopping it up a bit. And since the song was about a kind of a dialect of a person's life, we wanted to call it a name, so Stanley Climbfall kind of came up.
That's amazing. Genius. It's brilliant and creative. You got it all wrapped up in there.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah, indeed. Well, good, man. I mean, Sergio, do you like the Stanley Climbfall? What don't you like about the new CD, Serge?
There's a couple of songs I'm not too thrilled about it.
Crap, Serge. Why did you wait so long to tell us this?
See that, Serge? You should have said this beforehand.
It's okay.
It's all right. Well, look, I'll tell you what. We'll play the stuff that you do like. How's that?
Perfect.
Yeah, of course you like the song Spin, right?
Yep. Love it.
Good. It's a hit. All right, good. Hey, listen to this. We're going to come right back with more from Lifehouse. You guys mind sticking around? I mean, you know, you don't have anywhere to go right now, do you?
No, we're all yours, my brother.
Good. Well, I'm going to entertain you while you're here.
All right?
Okay. I'm going to play our number 8 song. It's Kelly Clarkson in a moment like this.
Oh, boy. It seems to last forever.
What if I told you it was all meant to be?
Kelly Clarkson, A Moment Like This, still has the power it did when it first came out. Down 2 notches on the Fox All Access Countdown charts this week. I'm Chris Leary, along with the guys from Lifehouse, who are oddly enough right here with me in the studio. Now, you guys landed one of the primo gigs in all of rock and roll, opening for the Rolling Stones. That must have been incredible. I mean, obviously, I don't know. I guess you guys are so young. I mean, do you understand the validity and the power that was?
Oh, absolutely.
I thought we won tickets, and I totally wet my pants when I heard about that. And now we're playing with them, so, yeah, I don't know.
Now, what are you guys going to do for the holidays?
Well, if we have a couple days off, I'd like to see my family. That would be nice. I think we'll probably have...
Jason?
Yeah, this is me. We'll probably have a couple days off for opening gifts and sharing the season.
How about Rick and Sean, you going home?
What are we doing, brother?
I'm going home. Arizona.
How how is Christmas in Arizona? I mean,
hot.
You can you can actually get a tan, right?
Some people's Christmas trees catch on fire over there when they get really dry. We're going to water our tree this year.
Were you one of those little kids that burnt the ants with the magnifying glasses in Arizona? You were, right?
Yeah.
Great performers, rotten kids. And Sergio, what are you going to do for the holidays?
Great performers.
In the hot tub.
Whoa. There's a nice old...
With
old
who?
With the family and a turkey.
Holiday
yeah.
That's a great way to share
hot tubbing with a turkey. Well, that's another great image. Hey, listen to this. Tomorrow night, it's the 2002 Billboard Music Awards. Last year, you guys had their single of the year with Hanging by a Moment. Of course, you guys remember that a little bit. Huh? Now, are you guys actually going to hang out and see who wins this year?
Can we win again for the same song?
Yeah, sure. I don't see why. I'll make a call.
No, we're going to... We'll be watching. We're curious. We want to see what's up.
Hey, listen, guys. Tell you what. I want you to stick around a few minutes, okay? I mean, we're going to finish things up around the, you know, like after the short break. And I want you to stick around for more Lifehouse Live with me right here in the Fox All Access Countdown. You with me, guys?
Absolutely. We're just hanging out in the parking subway.
Yo. Welcome back to the Fox All Access Countdown. I'm Chris Leary here with the guys, of course, from Lifehouse. And they're right here in the studio with me. They're acting up in between the songs. And if you could only hear what they've been saying. But hey, it's a family show, so to speak. Now, guys, now that you've made it and you've had a chance to meet plenty of celebrities and other musicians, who have you actually been the most excited to meet?
That's a toss-up between Bono and Steve Tyler for me.
Oh,
I think it's a toss-up between Bono and Bob Saget for me.
Man, he's serious. Like, if you scroll down Rick's phone, you'll see guys by the names of Juan G, Shaquille O'Neal. Wait, you don't actually have that number, right?
I don't have any numbers, actually.
Why don't you keep going?
I only have yours, Jason.
But there is Bob Saget. He's in there. I'm like, is this Bob Saget, like... Be Bob Saget, and he's like, yeah, we're going out Saturday.
That's a lie. I've never gone out with Bob Saget.
You've gone out with him once.
It's a platonic relationship. I want you to understand.
I tried to go see him at the Improv. That's the only reason.
Is he not returning your phone calls?
No, he got me tickets to one of his stand-up things, and it was so funny.
Wow. All right, what if Bob hears the show? All right. Now, when fans meet you, what's the number one question they ask you?
Oh, probably Diff, right?
No, either that or, oh, you look like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, people think that Rick looks like Justin Timberlake. It's ridiculous. When we rolled up to the VH1 Awards, there was like 14 little 12-year-old girls.
Justin!
And we thought, oh, wow, we got some fans. And then they started screaming Justin at the top of their lungs.
Oh.
And then all hopes for Lifehouse was down the tube.
All right, guys, one more question.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to do as much touring behind this CD as you did for the last one?
I sure hope so. As long as...
You like it out there, huh?
We do, actually. We have a good time. You know, I think you kind of get a little cranky sometimes when you're so busy, but when you really think about it, it's better than being home doing nothing. So it's like, as long as we can play places, we're excited to do it.
Well, on that note, thanks for dropping by, guys.
You're
always welcome here in the Fox All Access Countdown. It has been a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Thanks for strapping with us.
Let's get back to the countdown.